Around the world, record store owners and music fans are celebrating Record Store Day today. It started 10 years ago to recognize independent record stores, and we're going to take a few minutes to hear what records have meant to one musician.
It was just a small little store with a dizzying array of sights and sounds inside.
Carrie Brownstein made her name as one-third of the punk rock band Slater Kinney. You may know her as one of the creators and stars of the comedy show Portlandia. But before all that, Brownstein was a diehard music fan, and for her, the record store was a place of musical awakening that stoked her love and knowledge of music, just as she started to make her own. As a kid growing up in the Seattle suburbs, Brownstein's idea of what music could be came mostly from Top 40 radio.
They would do these Top 40 countdowns, and if you were lucky, you could record basically this whole radio show, and you would have these tapes that you could listen back to. You know, it was Wham, Wake me up before you go, Madonna. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. Michael Jackson. These sort of kings and queens of pop.
But at the age of 16, Carrie Brownstein knew there must be more than pop music out there. So when she got her first car, she went immediately in search of the nearest record store.
You know, I pull up to this mundane concrete building. You know, there's little Rubato Records. I walk in and there's all these people. The walls are packed with this new technology, CDs, which are so ugly. But at the time, they sort of signaled like the future. And people just picked them like berries. And people were just pulling them off the racks. And, you know, everyone was sort of forgetting about their vinyl and they wanted to get everything digital. So you had people just getting like, oh, I'm going to get all my favorite Grateful Dead records on CD now. So people were just walking around the store with these like precarious towers of CDs in their arms. Just might get some sleep tonight. Then in the center of the store are two rows of vinyl. And that became like this light in the middle of the room that I gravitated towards. I just remember that feeling when you first put your fingertips on the top of the vinyl, and it's usually like encased in a plastic, and it feels almost like typing because you have all 10 fingers kind of moving across the stack of records. And I just spent about 2 hours literally looking at every single record they had in that store. You know, I felt like I discovered a treasure chest, and I dove in.
It wasn't long before Carrie Brownstein dove into making her own music, but she kept returning to that record store as a source of inspiration.
At the time, I was also just discovering soul music and going back and buying like Sam Cooke records. Don't know much about history. And I would just go through each section. It really started my love for record collecting and tilted me back towards the past to kind of fill in this whole lineage of music. It felt like I was getting sort of a sonic encyclopedia. I don't think I realized right away that I was switching from being a fan into being a performer. I've always tried to maintain that duality because I think fandom is a way of being porous and curious. I just want to be able to dance between the two.
Carrie Brownstein is a record collector and one-third of the punk rock band Slater Kinney. Their new album, Slater Kinney, Live in Paris, is out now.